down, less than a yard, in the gun is the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. A knee-high shotgun snap, runs up the middle on the quarterback draw, the 30, broke a tackle, 25-20, down the middle he goes, inside the hash mark at the 15, finally tackled at the 13. A burst, a run, and a big-time play by Patrick Mahomes, running for 19 to the 13 of San Francisco. First and goal at the 3. Lining up in the clock at 10 seconds and ticking. In the shotgun, Mahomes. Four-man front, receiver in motion, low snap. He runs and he throws, caught, touchdown! It's caught! Hardman caught the ball! The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won! The entire bench empties, chasing Mahomes in the end zone. Their third Super Bowl in 5 years. The Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champions. It is a dynasty. The Chiefs have won Super Bowl 58. They're the first team to repeat in almost 20 years. Back-to-back Super Bowl champions. As the confetti flies on the San Francisco side, stunned silence, shocked, and in disbelief. The field is a color of red and gold.
And there we have it. The Kansas City Chiefs are the Super Bowl champions with an overtime win over the 49ers. Let's get into it. Welcome back to This Offensive Line. This is the Super Bowl recap where the Kansas City Chiefs and 49ers played in Las Vegas on Sunday night. Before we get into the game, let's go through some news that's going on. Unfortunately, there was a incident at the Super Bowl parade on Wednesday where there was a mass shooting event. One person has died and several others are injured. A tragedy, shouldn't happen, very unfortunate. Thoughts go out to Kansas City and those affected by that. Other news, the Bears have released their guard, Cody Whitehair, and safety, Eddie Jackson, so they can find new teams in free agency. Also saves them about $23 million in salary cap space by releasing them. So that's pretty good of the Bears to do that for the guys. As they say, we're not going to be a challenger this year. Go and find a team if you want to win a trophy. Have a look at Kansas City. What other news is there? The 49ers have fired their defensive coordinator.
Makes sense.
Well, does it?
Nah.
You may think so. I have other opinions on that. But yeah.
I mean, you can go to the Cowboys if you want then. Are you not looking for a defensive?
We have hired former Vikings head coach Mick Zimmer as defensive coordinator. Mick Zimmer was on the Dallas Cowboys staff when we won a Super Bowl in the 90s. So, fingers crossed for next year. Not saying it's our year, it's probably not going to happen, but one can hope. So, that's pretty much it. Oh yeah, we also have the news that broke on the Friday before the Super Bowl that we need to cover, where the NFL announced that they will be playing a game in Madrid in 2025.
Yes.
Very tempting for us to go on holiday and enjoy some sun.
I mean, I've never been to Madrid. I've actually never been to Spain, so I wouldn't mind getting to go. Despite the fact we live so close to Europe, I've barely seen any of Europe.
Italy is pretty much...
France. I mean, it's France.
Italy and France. Yeah, that's it there. So I've been to Spain. I've been to Italy. No, I've not been to Italy. I'm talking lies here.
You've been to Austria.
I've been to Austria. I've been to France.
Switzerland?
I don't think I've been to Switzerland. I can't remember if I have been. No, I've not. Spain and the Canary Islands, but that pretty much counts as Spain in my...
Yeah,
brain.
Because, yeah, yes and no.
Yeah.
You can say I've been to the Canary Islands, but yes, that's also technically Spain, but
So, yeah, in Madrid next year, that'll look good. So let's have a look at the Super Bowl that was...
Dreadful.
Well,
It did get really boring in the middle and even towards the end. I mean, we were all pretty much just willing for it to end by the end because I felt like it had gone so disastrous that actually I think we all wanted it to end. You were still cheering it on because you really wanted the Chiefs to make it down. And I was just like, end it. Just end it. Just end the game. I even wanted to, like, I would have been happy even if the Chiefs won it.
In regulation. But we went to overtime.
We did go to overtime. Which meant I got to bed later. Which meant...
And you can't take the Monday off work.
No. So I can't take the Monday off work.
A rubbish for you.
Yes. So what was technically could have been like home by what? 3:30 maybe?
Yeah, probably.
3:45 was a 4:30 getting home. 5:00 actually eventually getting to sleep. Cause it's not like you can just like I don't get how people can just go to bed and go to sleep. I kinda need my like wind down. You still need to do that. But no, you just go to bed and go.
I can just come to bed and work. Sleep time. And you hate it.
Yes. I have to have
especially when you're awake and I'm like.
I was asleep though by the time you came to bed.
Yeah. You were. That was a interesting hour when we got home with the wee one. So, the game. Looking back on it when we watched the game back tonight, it was actually a better game than I thought it was on Sunday.
I think because it was broken down.
Yeah.
A lot. Because again, what was it, 10 punts?
So there was five punts per team in the game. But watching the game live, it felt more.
Yes.
It felt like it was back and forth on the punts quite a bit. But there was only 10 drives that stopped with punts.
But I think because there was no... It felt like there was also no energy in the game, so I think that dragged the time out as well, which also got to... It did get to the part of where, yes, we were all like, just end it. Just finish. Nobody wanted the overtime. We just wanted it ended because all the energy had been sucked out of this game.
Yeah, and that happens a lot on defensive games because obviously there's no offense, so there's nothing really exciting going on because the defense are taking over, so all the passes are going incomplete or they're overthrown.
But you can still keep energy in some of those games. This game lost energy. It did. I don't know. I still, even watching the highlights, it still felt like...
Did the game lose energy or did you lose energy for the game?
No. The game lost energy. I was still... Okay. I think this is possibly the one Super Bowl where I've watched the most. It's actually the only Super Bowl I've managed to stay awake for the whole thing.
Yes, that is very impressive.
In what, 8 years? I think it's my 8th Super Bowl? 7th? 8th?
8th. 8th, yeah.
8th Super Bowl. This is the first one I've managed to stay awake. We don't count last year. We had a 1-month-old.
Do you even remember the Super Bowl of last year?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
My excuse is the fact we had a 1-month-old and I fell asleep during the first half and then pretty much slept through the... I don't even think I... Did I watch the halftime show? I don't even think I watched the halftime show.
I think you did.
Did I wake up for that?
Yeah.
Even then, no. Because
it was Rihanna, and then you went back to sleep.
Oh, boy. But it did. This year just... There was just no energy in it. It lost. Unless it is because it was a very defensive game, but it just... After the first half, it lost it all. And it... kind of semi-picked it back up halfway through the fourth quarter because, again, it was... Then there was the rush to gain the points or to get the lead as well. But, yeah. No.
I think if the game had started earlier, so say it started at 10, it would be 10 to about 2. I think you'd feel a little bit differently. Because obviously, you know, still going to finish at a relatively early time. considering. And you're not going to be up until 5 o'clock in the morning, because it'll be like 3 o'clock by the time you get home and get wind down and stuff. I think you'd probably feel a little bit different. In my opinion, I think the more defensive it is, it's harder for late games, especially here in the UK.
Does that mean it'll also be earlier next year then? Because obviously it's in New Orleans next year.
No, because they always go off the Eastern time.
So it would be earlier then, would it not?
It'll be earlier in...
So what time did it kick off in Las Vegas then?
So it kicked off at 3:30.
It looked later.
That's because it's a very dark stadium.
Well, maybe that's why. It looked, I for some reason thought, oh, because it's going to be in New Orleans, it'll be earlier. Therefore, next year it might be different in that sense.
So technically, yes, it will be, because it'll be kicking off at an Eastern time zone instead of a Western time zone. But it will be the same time
for that's us.
Kicking off. Yeah. So that'll be, what, 6:30 Eastern time it'll be kicking off. And then obviously it's 3:30 in the West Coast. So 11:30 for us is when it'll be kicking off. It seems to be around the time that it does. So yeah, it's just, if it's a West Coast, it's an earlier kickoff for those that are there. But if you're on the East Coast, it's still going to be a 6:30 kickoff.
Okay.
So let's get into the game. Let's start right at the start, where the 49ers get the ball to start the game.
Yes.
And they look pretty good on their first drive.
Hurdles!
There's a hurdle. Yeah, they're absolutely marching down the field in this one. Kyle Juszczyk grabs the ball from a rollout from Brock Purdy. Actually, again, looking back on the game, Brock Purdy played really well in the first half. There was freedom. He was able to roll out. He was able to make plays. Played really well. Unfortunately, that drive
ended up in a fumble.
Fell with a fumble. So I'm going to take that as a win for my prediction, because I did say Purdy would throw an interception in his first pass play, but there was a turnover on the first drive, so I'm taking it as a technical win.
No.
I know it's not right, but I'm taking it as a win. And that was near the red zone. It was about the 25-yard line between 30 and 25 where they fumble. The Chiefs can't do anything with the ball.
They don't
The 49ers suffocate the Chiefs' offense. Nothing that they can do. So they punt it away. The 49ers get the ball back. 49ers have the ball near the halfway line. They're coming up the field. This is where, again, Brock Purdy rolls out to the left this time. He's got two Chiefs players coming right down on him. Throws a dime to George Kittle, who comes back, grabs it for a first down, but there's a flag on the play for a holding penalty against Trent Williams, and the ball comes back.
Yep.
Which means they end up punting. So that is 2 of our 10 punts.
Yes.
Already in there.
And we're only like down to like 10 minutes as well of the first half. We've only lost about 5 minutes of the first half as well. No, not the first half, the first quarter.
Yeah. So at this point, the Chiefs get the ball. They get a first down. They're on to a good start. But then Patrick Mahomes gets sacked. It's 3rd and 15. Pat Mahomes takes off again. 2 yards tackled. So they need to punt. Third punt of the game. Now, the 49ers have the ball. They get into a 3rd and long position here. Brock Purdy throws a nice ball out to wide to Brandon Ayuk on this one. And then this is when they get into the start of the second quarter. So yep. we're actually pretty far into the first quarter by this point. And
we're
yeah. And it's scoreless.
Yes.
At the end of the first quarter.
We were all wondering if this was going to be the most lowering scoreless Super Bowl. We were all Googling what was the lowest scoring Super Bowl, and that was the one back in 2018, I want to say. I can't remember exactly off the top of my head. That sounds about right. I can't remember the scoreline either.
13-3.
Was it 13-3?
I believe it's 13-3. Patriots Rams.
Was that 2018?
Yeah, I think so. So, start of the second quarter, 49ers have the ball around the halfway line. Purdy drops back, heaves it down the field into the end zone. It looks for sure a touchdown. But
nope. No.
Chiefs defender there tips the ball away, says, "Not in my house." And that is where it ends. The 49ers go for a field goal. And this would become the longest field goal in Super Bowl history at 55 yards by the rookie Jake Moody.
So I, now, I do like a long field goal.
He does make this. Mm-hmm. The 49ers are up 3-0. And we're still thinking,
it's still going to be a low-scoring game.
How far can they go with this one? So, the Chiefs get the ball, obviously. Patrick Mahomes rolls out. Massive deep ball. But the corner for the 49ers, who's covering, Montez, MVS. We'll go MVS. That's his initials.
Okay.
The corner stops his route early, where the safety's coming over, but MVS catches the ball. He makes that play. They're at the 5-yard line. It's like an automatic, you've scored, let's go and do it. The next play, the Chiefs hand off. There's a run, and it's fumbled, recovered by the Niners. At this point, Travis Kelce goes over to Andy Reid.
Yes.
And has a little word.
A little word.
So this has made some headlines.
Yes.
Especially against, with all the Swifties out there.
Yes.
Of red flags and such and such. It's unacceptable, obviously. It's, you know, it's the coach. You can't be. Obviously, he doesn't mean to push him. He just come over and he unfortunately knocks him when he's off balance. They've all gone on record to say there wasn't a push. I just hit him, like I knocked into him and he was off balance. But he catches him. He puts his hand out and he catches him. And he's screaming in his face.
Yeah, I don't think that helped. Like, I've seen that screen, that's like,
yeah,
perfect camera moment of like man in full rage.
Yeah. And then obviously afterwards they're like, he's just telling me that he loves me. And then Travis is like, I was just telling him, put me in. Like, why am I on the sideline when I could be making plays here? Come on, get me in. They addressed on the New Heights podcast this week as well, where Jason Kelce was like, bro, that is not cool. I don't appreciate what you've done there. And Travis is like, I'm absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. Apparently Andy Reid went straight up to him afterwards and was like, I love your passion, but I have cameras on me everywhere. And he was basically saying, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
I
can see where it is, like, you get passionate. I mean, he's passionate for his game and his sport and things like that, and I get that. And obviously it was the wrong moment to get frustrated. And I think unless you're in that situation as like a sports person to understand that frustration in that moment and knowing that you can be doing these plays and feel like the plays aren't getting called correctly, frustration probably can. I think as well that because so many cameras, so
much pressure on Travis Kelce himself as well in this game.
Yeah.
Because of everything that's going on.
Either.
That's going to be building up as well. And it's going to be a subconscious pressure that's there. But he still knows that he has to be front and centre making the plays.
Yeah. He has to score touchdowns. He has to be running the ball, catching the ball, everything. And I think, yeah. And the cameras didn't help.
But and again, I think they've all like recognised it was in the heat of the moment. It's not something that's really characteristic of him as a person.
No.
And if they don't have, as Jason Kelce said, if you don't have the relationship that is as close as you do with your head coach, you're not going to go straight up to him and shout and be like, give me the ball, give me the damn ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just not going to happen because you don't have that relationship. You can't do that.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the next time Travis Kelce makes a mistake and Andy Reid is unhappy about it, he's going to let him know.
But then your head coach should be able to do that anyway. Your head coach, I mean, you're not really a head coach if you can't tell your player, oh, mate, you're being rubbish. Step it up.
Again, that was something that Travis Kelce said on the podcast. He was like, if he came over and just cold-cocked me, boom, right in the kisser, I'd be like, yeah, I deserve that. Let's go. So it's just the relationship between them. Yeah. A very much talked about moment of the Super Bowl. A lot of people that have probably not watched football before got very upset about it.
I don't.
And I can understand, obviously, why you would think that, but again, it's a different world to something else. Now, obviously, there could be instances where that happens otherwhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we've just been watching I Am a Stalker, so, you know, there are red flags that can be seen, but yeah. I don't think that's one of them.
No. I don't think it is either. I just think in the moment of the game and the contents and the pressure, again, because it was also the Super Bowl, everything, he was getting so much pressure. I think it was more the heat of the moment rather than this is actually who Travis Kelce is, kind of thing.
Right, back to the game, back to the thing that we're all wanting to talk about. I have lost my place.
I've got here that the 49ers defense was on top form. Oh no, we were at the Brock Purdy passed it to Jennings.
We're not there yet.
I found it. Where you are.
So now the 49ers have taken over from the fumble. Yes, this is where Brock Purdy again uses his wheels, and he goes and he runs for a first down. Now this was on third and nine, I think it was.
No, it was shorter than that. I think it was shorter.
Okay.
Purdy's not really a runner.
So he runs for the first, but before he makes it to the first down, going out of bounds, he's
horse collared,
which takes him up to the 35-yard line because they get a 15-yard penalty on that. But can they do anything with this one? No, they punt it. Yes, that's right, they punt it. So, the Chiefs get the ball back. And
Do nothing.
They punt the ball back, yeah. So, the 49ers have the ball again. They are
making their way back
for the most part, controlling this game.
Yes.
Especially
in the first half.
Time of possession is all in the 49ers' session. This is where we go down the field. Nice passes. Most of the passes are through the middle. They're on slants. Everything is nice and easy being made for them. And obviously, CMC is running mainly right up the gut.
Mm-hmm.
But the short yardage that he needs to get. Now, the Chiefs have also given up penalties on this drive. I think they gave up 2 penalties that came for like 30 yards, which is never a great sign on this one drive. So this is where the trick play comes in.
This is where my trick play is. So obviously, Purdy, that's his name. His name completely went in my head there for a second. Purdy hands the ball off to Jennings. Jennings had nowhere to go. Well, that's what it looked like.
He doesn't hand the ball off.
Okay,
He gets that back to him.
But Jennings had nowhere to go. McCaffrey on the other side of the field, wide open, nice wee pass straight across the field. McCaffrey runs in for a touchdown. It was beautiful.
Now, there was some controversy on this one because...
Why? Because it looked like a forward pass.
Well, no, that is a forward pass because the first one went back the way. And that's totally illegal.
Right.
But the controversy is that someone said that the centre was past the line of scrimmage when the forward pass was made, which would make him an illegal man downfield because he's not eligible to receive the ball. So he can't be downfield before the, when the forward pass is thrown. But watching it back, he is just behind the line when the ball is thrown. So it's a legal play. The ref's got this one right.
That sounds confusing. Like, some of these rules are, like, way too confusing. You got to tell me that Jennings not only is seeing two guys coming at him, trying to see if he can make his way down the field,
He's not trying to make his way down. This play was set up. Was throwing the pass.
All right, I'll let them.
So this was designed this way. Okay. It wasn't, like...
Even then, you tell me that Jennings has to see whether or not that centre's... Like, before or after the line of scrimmage. It's not like for us where we get, like, a nice...
No, the centre has to make sure he doesn't go past the line before that ball's thrown.
Yeah, but the guy's facing forward.
So it's up to the centre, yeah, but he knows when to start running.
But he also, like, for us, there's a line, yes. Like, on the screen where you can see.
Yes.
I mean, how, like... I'm presuming, obviously, training helps to realise how far you've moved forward or backwards or whatever. But, like, making sure you've not stepped over that line. Like, if they timed it to the seconds, right? You've got 3 seconds before I step over this line to throw that ball. Kind of thing.
Well, that would lead to preparation. And that's not something that I think the 49ers have done exceptionally well at for this game. Which we'll get to later.
Yeah. In the fourth quarter,
A little bit after that. So ZMC goes in for the touchdown on the trip play. And they are up 10-0.
10-0.
And we get to the 2-minute warning. We're in a 2-minute warning here. So 2 minutes to go. The Chiefs are down by 10. And what do they do? Well, they take that ball and they go, "What were you doing, 49ers? You were doing quick slant passes. We're going to do exactly the same down the middle." Boom, boom, boom. They go into the red zone. But they can't quite make it into the end zone because Arik Emstead is a beast and tackles Patrick Mahomes. So they set up for a field goal and it's 10-3.
Into the
halftime.
Or can we just skip over the halftime show?
Why do you want to skip over that?
Oh, it was so terrible and bad.
It was okay.
It wasn't Vegas. Like, they had the glitter.
I mean, you could have had you too.
No, thanks, no.
But that would have been... I mean, Usher's just on a 200-night residency in Vegas. You two are doing a residency in Vegas. What would you like, Celine Dion?
Just anything that was better, or even just a better show that...
Adele?
Yes.
No. Absolutely
you
not.
You sent through 15 minutes of Adele, would have
no,
been
No, I would have gone
fantastic.
To the kitchen.
No, I'd have made sure you would have been banned from the kitchen for those 15 minutes. I'd have made sure you were in your seat listening for like the full 15 minutes.
No.
Watching.
No.
Pain on your face.
If Adele ever plays the Super Bowl, I will not be watching the halftime show.
Yes, you will.
No one.
Yeah.
No. No, no, no.
See, there, I'll continue to. I'll wake you up with Adele.
Please don't. Okay, we can skip the halftime show. We don't have to talk about that.
You just don't want Adele to appear now, do you?
No, I'm going to have nightmares. It's just going to be like, hello. I'm going to be Adele. Why are you standing on Gemma's side of the bed? It's like, come out from the other side. And watch up. Go chase pavements outside. Yes, spooky bitch. Right, yeah, let's get back to the game. You okay? Was it my still game reference? Was that the...
Still game reference?
Yeah, spooky bitch, yeah.
Isa,
back off, Isa, you spooky bitch.
I mean, when was the last time I've watched this
dull
game?
Oh, I can't remember.
Exactly.
Okay, back to the game. Now that we've had a little comedy break. So, the Chiefs get the ball back because it's the second half. And yep. What do they do with it? Well, first of all, they mess up the snap and the handoff, and they go back 6 yards. They're in a hole. Then Patrick Mahomes
does what I called
overthrows, and it gets picked off by the 49ers.
Yes,
which you did call.
I did call. I said Mahomes would throw a pick.
Yeah,
but not an interception, not a pick.
Well, it's the same thing.
I thought a pick was when you actually then went ran down for
it's a pick six.
Oh, right, so a pick still...
A pick is an interception.
Right, okay.
Because you're picking the ball off.
I thought the idea was the fact that pick six, well, that was the actual whole thing. If so, calling it a pick was still running down for the 6 points.
No, they add 6-1 because you get the points from right. The pick six.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, you threw an interception,
that's
right.
And that's why if you catch it on an extra point and you run it as a pick two, which is very rare...
Say,
but it does exist. Pick two. There has been a pick two in the NFL. I think it was. I think the last one was the Steelers. I think. A number of years ago. So yeah. So the 49ers in a great position here. And what do they do with it?
They punt it back to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
We're back to punting.
So they just don't do anything at all here. Like. Give the ball back to the Chiefs. That's two turnovers that the 49ers have had that they've done nothing with. So, the Chiefs are back on the field on offense. There's about 12 minutes left of the third quarter. Patrick Mahomes doesn't like the look that they have and takes a timeout very early in the second half, which is obviously an issue here, especially for close games. And it's their own 5-yard line that they're on at this point. They don't convert the third down and they have to punt. So again, the second half has started very slowly.
Yes.
Which is probably why you're feeling that the energy has been zapped out because...
We'd already had it zapped out during the second half, during the
halftime show.
Yes. There was no energy in that. I mean, it's Vegas. Come on. Where was the pyrotechnics?
So yeah, but again,
49ers get the ball,
and they don't do anything
with
it.
And again, they don't do anything. Yep, again. We're back to punting. Yeah.
So there's now 8 minutes left of the quarter, and the Chiefs managed to get a first down here.
Yes, but this is also then, where Mahomes changed up his style of play as well, because he started running.
Yes, and I think this is a bit where the 49ers start to get a bit complacent. Not complacent as such, but conservative on play calling.
Yeah.
And it's in Kyle Shanahan's DNA because he did this in 2019 and he did it with the Falcons in the 28-3 game when he was offensive coordinator, which is why Barry was so happy with the result.
Yes.
As he said multiple times in the car. Yeah, it's just... I don't understand the mind frame that he has. It's like he is playing not to lose instead of to win.
Yeah. They definitely changed the way they were playing and you could see it. Mahomes seen it. And he's changed his style. The Chiefs changed their style of play. And you could see the game changing of how it was. And it was becoming... It was no longer turning into, yes, the 49ers have this. It's still going to be close. And it's probably going to drag out for the next 1.5 quarters. but the 49ers should still win it. This was where you're now seeing Mahomes running, and you were going, okay.
He's taking off. He's making the plays.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, the defense is making the plays for the Chiefs, but also the play calling for the 49ers offense has become very, very narrow-minded, and it's running or it's staying in the pocket and passing, not like the first drive where they were in control, or the first half for that matter, when Brock Purdy was running out, he was rolling out, he was able to pick up yards, get the guys open and give the ball to him, but very much, and again, it probably does come down to the defensive pressure as well the Chiefs are putting on them, but you can still scheme for your six men rushing to get yourself open.
Yeah.
You've got a fullback that's one of the best fullbacks in the league. I mean, there is only three of them, but, you know, still probably the best one. You've got George Kittle, who's been blocking so much this year. It's unreal. And you've got Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk as your wide receivers with Christian McCaffrey. You should be able to put a game away.
Yep.
On offense without needing your defense. And I think this game would have been the same if they had Jimmy Garoppolo or Matt Ryan at quarterback. Again, it's not really against Brock Purdy because he's running the plays that are called. If Kyle Shanahan wants to be conservative, then they're going to be conservative. Again, if you think of the quarterbacks that are in the league, like Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, they are Aaron Rodgers, they're going to call the plays. Like, if they need to audible out, they'll be like, we need to audible out of this and go for it. Again, I don't think that happens in the 49er system because I think it's very much a you run the play that you're called. Obviously, you have different options on that. But, yeah, it's like they were just like, we just need to manage the game.
Yeah.
Whereas Patrick Mahomes is like, I need to change the game.
Yeah.
And you could see that where, and again, the game manager narrative that's been going on about Brock Purdy, that he's a game manager. But Joe Burrow said during the week, all quarterbacks have to be a game manager. Because you have to manage the game to make sure you win. You know, you have to manage the game to be effective. But there are times where you have to be a game changer, where you take the bull by the scruff of the horns and you go and win it. And they didn't have that. As we saw, but the Chiefs, this is the moment where Patrick Mahomes is taking the bull by the horns and going, let's ride. Let's do this.
Although, to be honest, I felt like though he still didn't get into that momentum until the fourth quarter, though.
Well, yeah. Again, there's a lot of what's going on here.
So this is where, obviously, the 49ers... No, the Chiefs punted the ball.
No, they go for a field goal here as well.
They go?
And this is where they take the record away from Jake Moody because it's a 57-yard field goal. So they go, we see your record.
We're going to take that record.
And we're going to take it from you. You only had it for an hour in real time.
I mean, although the dude was a rookie for the Chiefs.
Yeah, and he's done really well. Now, if he was able to do a bit more, then they may have won it. But now it's 10-3. The Niners have the ball. And guess what they do?
They didn't do anything with it.
They didn't do anything and they punted it away. So the Chiefs get the ball. They don't do anything with it either. So they punt it. And this is where the game changes because
it hit his shoe.
Hit a 49ers player shoe. And that means it's a live ball. And the Chiefs recover
at the 15-yard line?
In the red zone automatic red zone opportunity, Scott Hansen is sitting at home going, yes, this is football. We're in the red zone. Let's cut to this game live. And the Chiefs
score a touchdown.
Score a touchdown.
To lead.
With MVS. Wide open on the play here. It's a lovely play. Just over in the middle. Perfect. And they take the lead at 13-10. So, what do the Niners do? Well, now they see that they have to come back. So, they open the playbook a little bit more. The players get a bit open. Again, quick slants. Keep the ball going quick. Quick, quick. Runs, passes. They go for it fourth in the red zone. And they convert to George Kittle. Just. Gets another first down.
Yep.
And then, Juwan Jennings, the man who threw the touchdown, the first touchdown of the game, catches a nice little slant right in the middle.
And gets himself a wee touchdown.
And gets tackled.
Oh no, yeah, tackled.
But he fights off that tackle. And our player comes in to tackle him. He fights that off as well and gets into the end zone for a touchdown. It's now 16-13.
But
an extra point would make this a 17-13 game. A 4-point game, but it is blocked by the Chiefs. And it is still 16-3. Another game-changing moment by the special teams here.
Yep.
And we are now in the fourth quarter with 9 minutes left of the game. Because the 49ers don't want to give a big play on defense, they're more let the little plays happen, which means the Chiefs are finding more holes to run in.
Yep, make their way down.
Pacheco's getting 7 to 8 yards per carry on this drive. Jarrett McKinnon gets a little bit of action in here as well. They keep on going. But Patrick Mahomes gets sacked when he tries to keep the game alive. So they have to settle for a field goal. 16-16. We've got about 6 minutes left of the game now.
Yep.
And this is where the game starts to pick up.
It does.
And you're like, this is getting good. But you're also like, oh, this doesn't go to overtime because I want to go to bed.
I think because it slumped, if it had stayed high-paced... Again, if it had stayed high-paced, and even if they still hadn't scored, but it was still, again, had the energy, then it would have been fine. I'd have maybe been fine at the fact that it went to an overtime. But no. But yeah. So,
we're under 6 minutes.
Yep.
The Niners, big play to start here. Then they have Debo. Well, no, that is a big play. Debo, with an end-around, picks up 9 yards. A lovely play. Then CMC goes up the middle. They keep on running the ball. They get down to the 2-minute warning.
Yep.
It's third down.
It looked like it was going to be the 49ers and were like, going to take it.
The 49ers need to convert this third down to keep the game
they needed
in
to
their
convert
hands.
Continue to run down that clock. 2 minutes was still too long for Mahomes. Mahomes can do a lot with 2 minutes. They needed to cut that clock to at least 1 minute, if not shorter.
Much shorter. Much shorter than that.
No, I think the pressure might have gone to him. So I think even if they'd gone it to 1 minute, it might have...
Not a chance. The Chiefs blitz on that third down. Brock Purdy has to make a decision to get that ball out quickly. It's a duck. It hits the four before it hits any receiver, and that is it. They need to settle for a field goal to make it a 19-16 game, which goes through 1:53 left on the clock.
Too much time.
Again, if they had ran that ball on the third down, even if they were kicking the field goal, if they'd ran it, that would have taken time off the clock.
Because the fact is, the 49ers were actually really good in this game to take time off the clock. They kept it in bounds the majority of the plays. I think actually most of the time when the clock was stopped, it was because of the Chiefs. Rather than actually, to be honest, a lot of it actually was...
Or there was an incomplete pass.
Yeah. So they were doing really well to run that clock down. So yeah, if they had to...
And again, this comes down to the play calling, being conservative, mm-hmm. trying to not lose the game.
But even then, I think you're in the Super Bowl. Yeah, sometimes you have to take these chances as well. You were what? Where were they? About the 20-yard line, 30-yard line?
They were at the... they're about the 35-yard line on this one. So, and this is different to the Lions 49ers game, where the Lions were going for it on fourth down. Mm-hmm. They had a lead. They had a 2-score lead. Mm-hmm. They could have taken the field goals and been happy with it. Then we could have had a Super Bowl of the Chiefs and Lions, and we would have been happy no matter who had won. But we'd want the Lions to win. But yeah, again, I don't know if it's a mental thing with Kyle Shanahan and his teams, where he's like, we can't lose this game, we can't lose this game, and they end up losing. Which, as a Cowboys fan, I very much enjoyed it. But yeah, it's just, if you go for it on that third down, because it's third and six. Now, third and fourth. You can hand it off to CMC on an out route. Like a power route onto the right-hand
even
side.
Even if he got a yard or two.
Even if he gets three. Fourth and one, you're going to take 40 seconds off the clock. Takes you down to 1 minute 20. You can take the time out. Kick a field goal. There's about 1:15 left on the clock. Now, obviously, still a lot of time there for Mahomes to go up with two timeouts.
They've done that. I've hoped they'd have gone for the fourth. If it was fourth and one, I would have hoped they'd have at least tried to go for it.
But then, again, you want to take the points because it's a very close game. There's no guarantee that they're going to get up and take the... So true. It's right to take the field goal there. But that play... massively.
Mm-hmm.
If they convert that and they get the first down, then yeah, they pretty much won it. Because then they can run. That's the time it was gone. Run it again. Field goal.
They needed that first down, and I think this is where it became evident that was it. We were getting the Super Bowl of 2022? No? Whatever, the last Chiefs.
The 2019.
2019, thank you. The
2019. Which was played in 2020, but it was 2019.
Yeah. We were getting a replay of that game. It really was. It started to become that. That it became that the Chiefs came back. And then, because they were being so conservative, the defensive play for the Chiefs, like, they were wide open for when the Chiefs got that ball back at 1 minute 58, did you say?
153.
153.
So they go 11 yards with Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to Noah Gray with a catch midfield, first down. Then they go to Watson, catches it just outside field goal range. And that's taken them a minute. So it took them a minute with the clocks running,
mm-hmm.
to get down to field goal range. Not using any of the timeouts.
But there was no defense. Everybody was wide open. Wide open. Wide open.
So then obviously McKinnon takes the ball, gets him in. Then Travis Kelce explodes on a run.
Mm-hmm.
Almost destroys a guy's shoulder. On a 20-yard run. Takes him down to the 10-yard line.
It was a pretty big barge.
And they've got 10 seconds left.
I was hoping for a fumble, anything. Fumble, interception, an incomplete pass, anything.
Well, you got an incomplete pass.
I did get one.
As they go for the touchdown to the pile on, but it's a no-go. So 6 seconds left, Butker comes on, kicks the field goal, we go to overtime. Everyone in the house is going, oh my God, why do we have to go to overtime? I want my bed.
Yes.
And then you're like, how long is it going to take for the overtime to start? I'm like, it'll be a few minutes.
You know, so, do you know why I asked that? Because I wanted to know if there was going to be like a 15-minute gap. And I was going to see if somebody else would take Barry home so we could just go home.
Oh, I fully knew that's what your intention was. Fully knew that's what it was.
I was like, I was going to ask Chris, going, you not got a spare seat in your car? Or even Matt might have actually done us a favour and taken Barry home. But I was like, if there's a 15-minute gap, somebody else is taking Barry home and we're just going home. So I can go to bed and I will have the OT, the overtime score in the morning. I was going straight to bed. I don't even think I would have stayed up to watch it because at that point I no longer cared.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, as well as I know the 49ers had lost it and they weren't coming back in that OT.
So this was the first overtime game with the new rules for the playoffs. So the regular season is still the same. If you score a touchdown overtime, you win the game. In the playoffs, both teams get a possession no matter what. Now,
I get it, but I still argue, like we argued earlier, there's no point in the clock. I know you said they have to have the shot clock, but that's fine. Have that. You don't need the actual clock though. There's no point to it.
You need to know how many quarters of overtime you have.
Mine, I'll just keep playing.
Because then you have double overtime, or triple overtime, or quadruple overtime.
And we still don't really need to actually know that, do we?
But you do, you do need to know it.
Technically, in the playoffs now, if it's a tie after the regulation time, there is no point in the clock. None whatsoever. It is essentially a back and forth until somebody loses out. There is technically no point to the clock. So why have a clock?
In your opinion.
Yeah, in my opinion. But then you get confused going, right, catch this ball. They're going to be done. There's going to be out. Actually, for somehow, the 49ers have managed to get it with their field goal. No, because the clock doesn't matter because it will just restart again.
I don't say the clock didn't matter. I just said they would go into another quarter.
Okay, you still, but technically that technically means
the game continues in the second quarter.
And technically that meant the clock didn't matter.
Well, it does for the plays in the quarter.
Or
because they would have to switch sides as well. Like you do at the end of the quarter.
Yeah, but that don't really matter either.
It can do. Wind, well, I mean, they were in a dome, but if you're outside, the wind could be a factor in that. There are reasons why they have the clock. Plus, how are you going to know how much time's remaining?
It wouldn't have mattered. The clock didn't matter.
No, but how are you going to know how much time is remaining in the quarter? But you know, it gives you that.
It's not
you
needed.
You need to know how much is left of the quarter because you're playing football.
For what, though?
Because that's the way football is played.
Yes. When you're playing against...
It's 15-minute quarters. You can't just go, right, we'll just keep the ball going forever. You need to have the set breaks in the quarters. It's the way it works.
Fine, then. Somebody could have kept the track of the 15 minutes.
That's what they did. That's why they had the clock.
Didn't
they
show it, though?
So is it just because they're showing the clock and the ticker? Right, well, you can take that with CBS. So, the Niners take the ball to start overtime, which Patrick Mahomes at the coin toss was very confused about. Because the Chiefs' plan, if they'd won the toss, was to say, you can have the ball first. We want it second. Because in the Chiefs' mind, what they said was, if they score a touchdown, when we get down and score a touchdown, we're going to go for two.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Shanahan has come out and said that he wanted to get the ball because he wanted the ball third. So they would score, the Chiefs would match it, then he would get the ball to win it.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
No, because technically he wouldn't have gotten it third. Possibly, because then if the Chiefs would have either then matched you, or
if they matched you, you would get the ball.
Yeah, obviously they matched you, they'd have gotten the ball, but they would have gone for a 2-point conversion, which with the way the defense were playing, they would have gotten the 2-point conversion because somebody would have been standing at the 1-line yard wide open.
Okay, so yeah, the Chiefs win it at the end of the first quarter of overtime because the guy's wide open.
Yes.
And catches the ball.
Yes.
There we go. That's the overtime. That's how it works. That's it. I did have a full thing for the overtime to break it down, but yeah. 49ers kick a field goal, Chiefs go down, open wide receiver on a 1-yard pass. Touchdown.
Everybody was wide open with the Chiefs going back down that field for that touchdown.
The defense was playing conservatively because that's what the head coach wanted.
It was terrible playmaking. Terrible playmaking.
And now he's using his defensive coordinator as a shield by firing him.
Yeah.
Passing the buck.
Oh yeah, because who called the plays? Was it Kyle Shanahan or was it the defensive coordinator? It
was Steve Wilkes was calling the plays, but Kyle Shanahan also called a timeout during the game to say, I don't want you to play that defense, play another defense.
And grow a pair then, man.
And guess what? The defense that he wanted to play couldn't stop them either.
No. It's that. It was. To be honest though, I wanted the game to end. Like, once they'd gotten that field goal, because they didn't get the touchdown, it was an end. That was it. With the way they were playing. And the defense, not defense, the Chiefs were stepping up as well. And the Chiefs were. They were easily walking straight through the 49ers. So, and we were all pretty much like that. We were like, just end it now. Just go. Just run it down. Just finish it. And then obviously I was getting a bit excited with 6 seconds to go, going, oh, they're not going to get there. They're not going to get there. They've got another quarter they can play.
Mm-hmm.
No, time's run out.
Mm-mm.
But do you know why, actually, that play was made? Do you know why? Because then it wouldn't have been seen as it was fixed, because then it wouldn't have gone into the double overtime.
Well, that's what happens when you go out and say you've got the script and it's going to be double overtime. You're going to have a...
And you were 6 seconds away from it. So actually, is it scripted? And somebody went, right, just say there's going to be a double overtime. And actually, we'll just make it very close. But technically not close. Because everybody could see that the Chiefs were going to win.
It was lovely. I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Mainly because the 49ers.
You just liked it because of the 49ers. Did you like, apart from the fact that the 49ers lost, yes. Did you actually enjoy the game?
For most parts of it, yes.
Yeah. That's fine then. Because I know you enjoyed the fact that the 49ers lost.
Yes.
But it's actually the whole thing. Did you actually enjoy the whole game rather than the fact of, woohoo! They're not matching my Super Bowl rings.
They're not bypassing.
Sorry.
They have the same number.
My apologies.
Technically, they had 5 before we had 5. So we matched them. Because we've won a Super Bowl more recently than they have.
They've been to the Super Bowl more recently than you have. Yes,
they have, but they've not won it.
Yeah, but you could argue at least getting there is something.
Still, the end result is the same as the Cowboys not winning a Super Bowl. Yes. If you make a Super Bowl but you lose, you don't win a Super Bowl. It's the same end result.
True, but at least you made it there. You had...
It's the same result as the Panthers.
Contention.
The Panthers didn't win a Super Bowl this year. The 49ers didn't win a Super Bowl this year. There's only one team that won a Super Bowl this year, and it was the Kansas City Chiefs when they went back-to-back for the first time in 19 years. And yes, it is slightly different, but Again, the end result is you didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yes, the end result is you didn't win, but at least you were in contention to win. That's what I'm getting at, the contention. You haven't been in contention for 28 years.
We were in contention to win it until the playoffs started. And then we didn't turn up. But we were still in contention at that point.
In my opinion, you're not in contention means you at least get to the Super Bowl.
32 teams are in contention for the Super Bowl at the start of the season, but only one can win the Super Bowl.
Fine, and you haven't made it to a Super Bowl.
We have not made it to a Super Bowl since we last won one.
Mm-hmm. 28 years ago. What was 29 now? 29.
It'll be the 29th season coming up, yes.
Well, next year not make it 30 years.
Yes and no. Because it was the January of the following year. So it was January 1986, but it was the 1995 season. Yeah. That's a weird way that it works.
Oh. But still.
There's always next year.
No.
Very unlikely. I don't see it happening. And I hope we don't get Bill Belichick, as I've said numerous times. But yeah.
I'll take him. Actually, do you know what I'll take? Somebody giving Daniel Jones. What was it? We watched a YouTube video on, what was it, five...
free agents the Giants should sign.
Yeah. And we watched it and I went, not a single person on that list would even dream of going to the Giants. I can't even remember who was on
Most of them are going to be franchise tagged as well. Mick Evans was on there.
True as well, yeah. He was choosing people who seemed to be obviously at the coming to their end of their contract, but because they've been playing so well for their team or they are top players for their team, they're going to get either franchise tagged or they're going to get an extension on their contract. And he made a video that was completely pointless. Like, I was like, he was just wanting to have a dream come true, but you can stick, I think you could probably stick every greatest player in the Giants team. But if you have Daniel Jones as quarterback, you ain't going to go anywhere. You ain't getting any him. I mean, your defense will be fantastic and they might not be scoring that much points against you, but you won't be scoring much points against them. Not with Daniel Jones throwing that ball.
$47 million says he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. What was it, for like another 5 years or something?
Yeah, I think you've got another 2 years left the contract before you can really get rid of him. But there's also no real point in getting rid of him because you don't have any weapons.
No. We'd have to stock up first, or at least train some people maybe. Actually have the coaches do their job and train people to actually do their job. Would be fantastic.
So, the off-season has arrived. What are we going to do with the off-season?
I believe we are looking at the college football guys, are we not?
Yes, we're going to be looking at the players coming into the draft. So the combine is at the end of this month, and we are around 68 days away from the draft. Does that work out? Does that even make sense? It's the end of April.
March, April. 60, I'd say more, maybe more 70 odd days.
So we're around there. So we've got a couple of weeks where we'll go over the quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, defensive players, offensive line players on the draft. And we'll break them down. We'll give our own rankings. Then we'll have a mock draft before the draft itself.
I'm going to do terribly in this mock draft. I've never mock draft. I like the draft.
You're going to have fun.
I've done a mock fantasy team before. I've gone for the thing, but I've never done a mock draft.
Then we'll have the league year starts in March as well, so we'll have free agency going on. We'll have training camps in June and July, and then preseason games in August. So we've got
a schedule as well.
We've got schedule release in probably May. Go through.
When does that be the same time as we get to know
so
about
So we'll go through
London.
All the games, about the London games, all the Vikings, Bears and Jags will be playing. So we'll be able to have a big breakdown of the schedule, games that we think are going to be great, things.
We'll get to see the Vikings and Bears then, because obviously the Jags will be at Wembley.
Yes.
Vikings and Bears will be at
Spurs.
Yes.
I think the 49ers and Rams will be the visiting teams.
Well, at least two of them. What's the third one? You think Jags are going to play two games like they did this year?
No, I think the I can't remember who I put for the Jags to play. In my thoughts, let me have a look and see if I can find it.
We'll also see if we were correct about the Mexico game. Not Mexico, Brazil game.
Yes.
For that. What did we say? Was it Philly? Philly Falcons. That sounds like that should be a team of Philly Falcons.
So, I went with the Browns to play the Jaguars. The Rams to play the Bears, and no, I went with the Texans to play the Vikings. The 49ers are on the list. They could play the Vikings.
The Texans not here a few years ago.
Yes, but it's a different team now.
Mm.
So the Jags can play the Texans, Colts, Titans, Patriots, Jets, Packers, Vikings, Browns. The Bears can play the Lions, Packers, Vikings, Rams, Seahawks, Jaguars, Titans, Panthers, Patriots. And the Vikings are Bears, Lions, Packers, Cardinals, 49ers, Texans, Colts, Falcons, Jets.
So still no Cowboys?
No. Now, I could see the Jets obviously wanting to make the most of Aaron Rodgers, if they wanted to do that. But I think obviously they'll want to pick up the Texans as the CJ Stroud, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, get them in, get them playing. Again, the Rams Bears is quite an interesting one as well.
That could be an interesting game. And again, London games can go either way.
Obviously, you've got the Bears with the number one pick in the draft. So we could see the number one pick play, which is looking like Caleb Williams. But we'll get into that in our mock drafts. Yeah, and then obviously the Browns at Jags, and Wembley is the one I've
The Saints. Us. Did you say the Saints at all?
The Saints are not on any of this list.
So the boy won't get to see his team?
No. Not this year.
I mean, we could go to New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, sure. I'm happy with that.
Any sponsors wanting to send us tickets to our New Orleans for next year?
We'll find it. Right. I think we should call that a day for this one, the Super Bowl recap. It has been a recap of the Super Bowl.
Yes. A lot more detail than I thought you were going to go into.
We spent quite a bit of time going into this one, yeah. We're now in the off season.
We are.
Which means 32 teams are in contention for the Super Bowl. But only one can win. Thanks for listening to this offensive line. Please give us a follow. Subscribe. Follow us on our socials. We've got TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We're not doing X anymore, but we are on Threads. And rate the podcast. Thank you.
Bye.